It's a humid spring morning in the woods of central Missouri, and Henry Domke is lining up a shot.
I want to level it.
His target?
Yeah.
The vibrant petals of a red buckeye bloom.
Make sure it's really sharp.
He adjusts his tripod before focusing in and setting the shot. Domke is a retired family doctor, and like many nature enthusiasts, he's been photographing the wildlife in his backyard for years. When he was a doctor, he decorated his practice with his photographs, and after he retired, he started exhibiting his work. He recalls that at one exhibition,
some people from Blessing Hospital in Quincy, Illinois, came and saw the work and bought 40 large prints. Boom, like that.
From that point on, Domke developed his art into a business. He's since sold prints for more than 340 installations in hospitals and clinics from Connecticut to California, in part because of his subject matter. Domke's art tends to depict flowers, plants, and other recognizable images from nature. It helps that Domke's backyard is a 540-acre nature preserve that he finances through his business.
More than once, people say to me, "How did you find my grandfather's farm? You know, you took this picture where I played as a kid." Well, it's not what it was, but that's what it triggered a memory.
And that's what healthcare designers and architects look for. In fact, within the relatively niche world of healthcare design, Domke is a big name.
His work is international. It is all over. I always use a Domke.
Rosalind Kama is a healthcare designer and president of a design studio in New Haven, Connecticut that specializes in evidence-based design. That's a movement in the design world that looks to use findings from research to improve patient health.
So, for instance, you know, in the case of art, we want to create positive distractions in environments.
Kama says research points to images of nature as the most effective in distracting and relaxing patients. She says that's why Domke's work is so popular and picks out a cancer ward she designed as an example. The treatment area was in a basement with little natural light, so Kama took photographs Domke made of local flowers and seashells and stretched them out on a canvas to decorate the ward.
We felt that the immediate connection to nature would sort of calm that nervous response of going in for treatment and coming out, sort of creating that exhale that one needs.
So here's a couple large pieces you can see from Domke that was brought in with our cancer center.
Blessing Hospital in Quincy, Illinois has incorporated Domke's work in a couple different ways. Large prints of his photographs hang in hallways and examination rooms throughout the hospital. The hospital serves a rural area, so finding relatable art was crucial, as facilities manager Jane Fry explains.
And so you do see in our artwork a lot of things that are representative of our region, that which is familiar and represents our community and those we serve.
When it comes to Domke's art, that means photographing flowers, trees, and landscapes native to the area. But Blessing's use of Domke's work goes beyond hanging prints on walls.
So these are 15-year-old prints that I've shown.
Fry shows off new patient rooms. Domke's photographs cover walls from floor to ceiling, and miniature copies are printed next to the room number on the outside to help patients find their way. Back at the preserve, Domke says he's seen evidence the approach works in the feedback he's gotten from patients. He recalls a note from one patient who was in treatment for cancer at Blessing and would come in early to sit in front of one of his works.
It was a print of an oak tree with light coming through from behind, kind of glowing, and you could see the rays of light. And she said she would go into prayer there before her therapy, chemotherapy, and that she felt the presence of God. So if my work can help people to experience that, I mean, that's lucky.
I'm Sebastián Martínez Valdivia, KBIA News, Colombia.